for that for you, Suzanne.
Blog Talk
and,
Radio.
And for all the callers, keep holding.
I'll pick her.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
All right, blog talkers, we had to re-rack the blog talk show. We don't think it was an internet issue because Facebook went smooth the whole time, but I know Wendy figured out. Wendy is going to be caller number one. In the meantime, we picked up a Facebook reading, and when Deborah, you'll be able to listen. When Deborah is done with that, we will go back to the blog talk, folks. So stand by, folks, stand by. Right now, everything looks like it's great. I'm going to call in and op check it myself while Deb's doing her thing with Suzanne from the Scots.
Suzanne, are you having some real issues in say, your relationship? Because there's, in reference to you buying a house, there seems to be a lot hinging on this particular partner of yours. And I wondered about that. I think you have mentioned in the past health issues. Health issues with him. And I'm thinking that it probably won't happen until he either stabilizes or passes on. So I'm going to say no, I don't think so for the next year. So I'm sorry if that is disappointing, but I feel it's very important that I always be honest. You know, of course, there's always like this little gremlin on my shoulder that says, why do you disappoint these people? Just tell them what they want to hear. And the other one over here says, no, 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 she can't do that.
People,
yeah,
their hearts want to hear nothing but good news, but their brains know that's not right.
Somebody up here, oh, Catherine wanted to know if you were singing Rage.
No.
Oh. Okay. Suzanne, just hang
negative
on. Hearts change. That's why I'm not taking a higher priced job because I don't feel it's fit. I mean, yeah, do I feel like Robin Hood? I'd like to take from the rich. Damn straight I do. But I don't want to neglect those who really need the readings, those who are struggling all the time. So, yeah, Catherine, isn't it funny how they do that? The devil, angel, devil. And you know what's funny? The past is to the left. The future is to the right. So isn't it interesting? My demon, devil, whatever you want to call him, is over on the left. So I guess it's trying to connect me to the past and making mistakes. Where this one over here, she's a cutie, and she says, we're going to the future. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you.
That's all right. Well, thank you very much, Suzanne. You ended up being the first one to get a complete reading tonight, thanks to the blog talk snafu. All right, let's go back to Wendy.
Yeah.
All right, Wendy, sorry about that. Blog talk seemed to have
a
little bit of a mini meltdown. So she's going to relay your cards back down again. Are you with us? Just give her a second. Hello, Wendy.
Hello?
Wendy.
Hey, Wendy, we're back. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. And,
all right.
You
were going to tell us about like a part two question right when it crashed. So go ahead and.
Right.
We already talked about part one. Get up with part two.
Well, what happened was I had found a keepsake box with my beloved mother's lock of hair and a card saying, I love you, Mom. And that meant the world to me and priceless treasure. So I told myself, I'm going to take really good care of this. So I I put it in the large bag the day of the move to bring it with me, and I placed it on the top shelf of the walk-in closet. And when I came back, I discovered that the maintenance man had thrown it away. And
oh, my God.
And I've been despondent. And I beside myself, and it depressed me and it upset me. And even the managers felt bad about it. And I was even going to set the alarm for 6 a.m. to go sit out by the dumpster to beg them to help me. But I just was too physically depleted to do that. So that traumatized me and upset me to the bone. And I hope my beloved mother knows that my intention was to protect it and to keep it forever because it's priceless.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind, you know, that your mother certainly understands, you know, in spirit. There's no way that she couldn't. And remember where they are. They don't really have any need for material possessions or to feel attachments. So,
yeah, I personally already know my family members or whatever. Like, all my possessions I had, you guys do what you want to do with it. Don't worry about, like, me in the afterlife giving a damn. That's me personally. You know, if I have this memento and you say, oh, my dad would like this, I'm going to keep it. That's up to you. If you want to sell it, that's up to you. It's cool. I have passed on. You do what you got to do. Now, that's my philosophy. And I'm not dead yet, you know. So I can't speak like I've been there and back or anything. But
like myself, I kept my husband's leather racing jacket. And it's a very unique jacket. And the reason I love to keep it is even after 4.5 years, I can still smell his cologne inside.
Yeah, and you're doing that for yourself.
If
it comforts you, then so be it.
Yes. And an idea to those of you out there, if somebody had a favorite pair of boots and you've lost that somebody, turn them into planters. Like, he had this pair of snakeskin boots, and I did that. I made them into, planted flowers in them. In my room, I've had them. Fake flowers, Jim. Fake flowers, yeah.
Oh, see, there, my wits aren't about me, so I didn't hear the fake part. I'm like, what? Okay, I got you.
Okay, for Wendy.
Roger that.
Okay, so corporate office is going to be really ticked about this. Now, let me ask you. Does that building that you've moved out of, do they give people like a break on rent for income and all of that?
You know, I'm not sure they do. They might offer like maybe one or two apartments. I'm not sure. But we paid our rent like clockwork.
Sure.
Okay. Well, then that's
what my thought is. Because I see this year, they're going to worry about ramifications.
I got you.
That maybe this biatch who's thinking she's running things is going to ruin any contracts they
have.
I understand.
Yeah. Now I understand where you're going. Yeah. What Deborah is saying is if they got any kind of subsidy thing going on, with any kind of state, local, federal government thing, and they come under fire and they get in the crosshairs of the media and stuff, they could lose that. So if that chick is jeopardizing them, that chick's going to get her butt spanked.
Well, I've talked to a lot of people, and apparently she was not supposed to send this notification electronically. By law, she was supposed to send it hard copy, and she was supposed to include itemized receipt. None of that is in the email. And I don't even know if the corporate office will speak to me, but I'm going to try. I will at least send them an email. Very well thought out. I will be unemotional about it, and I will be factual. And this woman, I've had people say she's trying to intimidate me because of my age. Well, I will not be intimidated. I'm not going to let it go to collections. I'm going to contact the corporate office and show them everything that I've got, even emails from her. So you think they'll just kick the whole thing out and wipe the slate clean?
Yeah, you may never hear the end result, but I'm picking up here. This woman has been doing some fraudulent things. like, for instance, requiring, though she's sending it in an email, makes it disappear from evidence.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
well,
I've got the email.
The thing is, though, she may be skimming some of that. I'm feeling that she charges people extra and then is skimming that and putting it in her pocket.
Oh, then that would be jail time.
Yeah, well, she's going to be out of a job.
Well, it should be
and
more
rightly
than that.
So, yeah.
Well,
that
would be stealing, larceny, whatever the hell that state will call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not my goal to make that happen, but she demands, if I don't pay up by cashier's check or money order by June 15th, she's going to send me to collections.
Well.
And look at that, cashier check or money order.
Don't focus on that.
I'm just saying they would also accept a personal check because they can right away.
She won't accept a personal check, apparently.
That's what I'm saying. There's some underhanded stuff going on here.
Personal checks, people can stop the funds on the check. That's why.
Well,
I don't want it.
Still, but
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, don't focus on that too much. But anyway,
you got to remember one thing, Wendy. When you first started calling the show, I felt from your cards that you were getting called, that there was a calling on you to help those who don't have a voice. And I feel like it wasn't like you had to go out and feed the hungry or, you know, clothe the poor or anything like that. But it was more like championing their causes and things that have happened to you. Like, for instance, with that insurance, are you okay? That you went through and all of that. I really feel that it's kind of like a trickle down mission on your part where it causes retraining, it causes, you know, certain practices to be made obsolete. So I really think that something like this even is going to affect that woman misuses her job to treat you that way. She isn't following protocol and they're going to start looking. And seeing how often has she done this?
Well, I'm sure that she's done it to other people. And the worst part of this whole trauma was my beloved mother's keepsake box and what happened to it, because it was precious beyond gold and diamonds to me.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I know.
It has a value that you can't put a dollar on. We got
no.
Yeah, absolutely. Your
exactly.
Angel card. Before we move on, Wendy, your angel card reading subject is creative writing, and this is from Archangel Gabriel or Gabriel. I just like Gabriel, but I know nobody on earth pronounces it that way except me. Gabriel says, make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or a book. So maybe all these things and stuff you've gone through and lessons you've learned, it might be put it down. Now, it didn't say a computer, you know, Gabriel, maybe not be a computer guy. But you may start
typing. I already know what the title is. And I've been thinking about that for years. And I will tell you, you're right on the money because, Miss Deborah, I have been an advocate for people when I was working. I have that strong within me. So,
yeah.
I didn't even tell you that the movers, did I mention that they jammed all my clothing into two old stinky wardrobe boxes without any hangers, so they're trash? And also, they put all my expensive bathroom creams and everything in a big plastic bag, and they threw in the bottle of Raid poison leaking all over it.
Oh, no, really?
This has been traumatic from A to Z.
Why can't we?
I'm going to fight the movers, and I'm going to say I want all my money back.
Yes, I would do that, too. You know, they have insurance for that stuff. So it's not coming
out
of there.
I didn't buy any insurance. But,
they have business insurance.
They should, if they're bonded and insured, and they say that. But Wendy, we gotta go.
Okay.
Wendy.
Well, God bless you. I love you both.
Yeah. Hey, you know, too. You know how to find us. We're Friday. Friday's like a 99.9% always show, so we'll be here tomorrow.
Okay. Well, God bless you both. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And we're glad you called, and we're glad that we know you're amongst the living, and you're happy where you moved at least. You just got to iron out.
Oh, well, that's very, very nice of you. And God bless both of you. I love you both dearly.
Oh, thank you. And Barry, same to you, darling.
All right. Well, we went through. Sometimes we have these blog talk shows where they start a little rough, but we're back in the saddle again. Carol Smith.
All right.
Uh-oh. It's 5-0.
Uh-oh, Lisa. Come on, let's talk dirty. We need
tell me what you want. Tell me what you really, really want. Talk dirty to me.
Talk dirty.
Oh, cool. It's being poison, I believe, right?
Yeah, I'm running to the other end of the house.
How is everything?
Well, it's been a work day. You know, usually when things are going calmly, it's just work. What's that expression? Idleness is the devil's workshop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know what? That all of a sudden escapes me.
I did not sleep. I don't know why. I couldn't sleep until like 3 or 4 in the morning. It's weird. So it's a mess. I've been kind of just holding it together all day.
Yeah. Was something on your mind? Did you eat or drink something that might have disrupted?
No, I think.
Caffeine?
I think it was just an exciting evening. Family
go.
Time. Yeah, I got off the phone with you guys, and we had a
sure.
good time. And then we had put the TV together, and that took some effort calling overseas, but we finally got it. And
then how did you buy your TV from some mafia truck?
It's what?
Where the hell did you buy your TV, or you had to call overseas?
Oh, Walmart. And, you know, when you dial those support numbers, those people are in this case, they were in India.
Yeah. They are. Okay. Well, I've never bought a TV recently that had a problem well, whatever. It is what it is. It was what it was. You got through it. So
it wasn't, it wasn't simple. So then
something went wrong.
And then somebody I was supposed to meet early in the morning, and I completely forgot. I got into trouble over that.
Shame on you.
So then, I know. And meantime, the neighbor and a work person is trying to get the cooler all hooked up, and they did it. And so that was an all-day intense event. And the neighbor and I are friendly, and in between the work person and I just had errands. So it's just been, I'm watching The Wizard of Oz on the new television with my grandson. So it's
answers that question.
What? You have grandson.
Me and Deb were talking earlier that we don't remember if you still had him or if you brought him back. Okay. So that question has been answered, Deb.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's cool. The original Wizard of Oz. What size is the TV?
Oh, I think it's 32 inch. I lived without a TV for a number of years, and I just broke down to buy one. I'm internet connected. I don't like TV. I'm a military brat. We spent a lot of time overseas, and I spent time in the library. I've never liked television, and I just bought it now because my neighbor, people around me are all TV. In fact, the guy at Walmart was just floored, flabbergasted. What? I said, but you have a TV in every room, right? But I can watch stuff with my grandson, so I'm happy. You know, we watch.
We'd have one.
Find a 90-day fiancé, you'll be hooked like it's drugs. I fell into it. I can't leave it alone. I record it. I have to watch it. Tim watches it. Don't listen to him.
There are certain episodes that are good.
That are funny.
Yeah, there's certain ones that I don't want nothing to do with.
And these people marry these guys and women that likely in other countries are just looking for the visa.
The bottom line is,
okay.
It is the way it is today in the reality TV. 99% of the people that are on there are trying to break into be reality TV stars.
And they get
get paid well enough, but they're thinking, that's my foot into the door to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it is. But if it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be shows. But anyway, all right. So,
we've got
a roll with a 32-inch TV.
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
Next several days are lined up for kid adventures and two, you know, me and the neighbor with the kid and different adventures. And what do the cards say, Deb?
I'm going to have to find something out there. A meme.
I did call him. You know, I did call the neighbor this morning after I had the meltdown with that person. Somebody I was supposed to meet early in the morning. We had set it up. We were going to do a project, and I didn't show up. I completely forgot. I went to sleep between 3 and 4 a.m., and he was so angry, and then I kept saying, sorry, I was trying to explain. And then I called my neighbor and I said, I can't believe this happened. And my neighbor and I were talking and I said to my neighbor, oh, and the other thing that you said to me is also upsetting me. I was just on a roll. And we mended whatever. I don't know.
Stop.
Water under the bridge. Everything's cool.
Another battle has come and another armistice has been met. Yes.
Yeah. Because I said... You know, I don't believe you. I don't know why you say that crap. I said I was tired. I was working in the kitchen. It was my turn. I was rehashing stuff this morning. So my brain was on fire.
I hate it when my brain's on fire.
And then my neighbor was very calm, cool, and collected and reassuring.
They say to get up, not to stay in bed and toss and turn. They do say to get up, but I don't know what they want you to do.
Right, I never do that either. If I can't sleep,
jumping jacks, run around the block, get on the bike.
Yeah, exactly. if I can't sleep, she's not that type of person. I have a TV. I have a TV, and if I can't sleep, I put on the most boring ass shit there is.
Yeah.
And. Where people are talking blah 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 blah, and it just puts me to sleep. basically, if you could put on if you were at a university where they have those college when you had a college class and it was if you were one of those places where they had the guy was doing a lecture at a university for like 200 plus people, so he wasn't put those on, lights out. Yep.
Hey, you know what? There are free university classes I heard about years ago. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if they run them 24/7, though. Yeah.
But there's a lot of, you know what? You got a TV. You have a lot. It's a smart TV, so it's obviously on the internet.
I do everything on my computer, so I could watch movies. I could, you know, watch stuff with my grandson, but We picked up a TV. Oh, you asked me what the screen measurement was. Is that small?
32 inches is great for like your fourth or fifth TV in some kind of little dining room or a kitchen or something.
Yeah, not that person. I like it now. We were watching Wizard of Oz earlier, and now we're watching some cartoon stuff, you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Put some. I am a big fan of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Well, you would be part of the group here then.
You have to love SpongeBob because it has lots of little bits of adult humor in there too. Because they know that the kids are watching
Easter eggs that they put in for adults.
There is some good stuff in there. I love SpongeBob SquarePants.
I have to watch some of that.
Once in a while, I'll watch like no more than two nowadays episodes if it's very early on a weekend. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we should probably get back to a reading. Talking about 32-inch TVs.
Right? Yeah. Well, I will cut.
You know what's funny? I just bought a 32-inch TV like 2 weeks ago from Walmart like she did.
Imagine.
What brand did you buy?
I don't know the brands. All I know is Roku. Is that a brand?
No, but I bet it's that. It is. She bought the same thing. All right, go ahead. I think she bought the exact same TV. It says Roku TV on mine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, have at it, Deb.
Okay. You've taught us in the past that he personally smokes weed, correct?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so do I. I medicinally drink rum, just to let you know, too.
Do you have dispensaries there? Is that where he gets it? I'm just concerned before I go on.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Is it from a dispensary? Does it grow his own?
No. No. Uh-uh.
So what?
I don't think so. And, you know, I don't do that stuff. I don't drink. I don't smoke. So I'm not really all that interested in it. So I don't know what.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do now? Oh, Adam Ant and the Ant.
I eat tacos.
Great tune.
I bring the party.
Okay, so you don't know the origination of the weed he gets.
Oh, but, no. I don't follow it. I don't. I've never liked it.
You're right. I know where you're going, and you're right.
You got to watch for this now.
Yep.
Because he is going to have a negative reaction. Is that where you
what?
Want to go?
Well,
what? I think I don't. Just listen to her. Now she's talking future, right?
Yeah, hasn't happened.
Something to watch out for and listen to what she has to say.
What? Oh, that scared me.
Yes.
Well, don't do somersaults. Don't flip out.
It's not going to turn him into Jack the Ripper or anything like that.
It's not getting I Am Legend zombie shit.
I just
want
you to know that he's going to be very argumentative, very cranky with you. And I'm wondering sometimes if some of his mood swings might be attributed to, you know, they have different varieties now. And depending where he gets his, maybe he's switching.
No, I don't think. Yeah, he's, you know, they're all a lot of people here, a lot of people that they all smoke. I mean, wherever, whatever party I go to, they're smoking.
Every place they do now.
But I think a lot of people are doing, I don't think people are buying it from any one place either. That's one thing. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
She's right.
I just want to let you know, he'll be under the influence of this substance, which I think is just a different sort of weed that's going to have like a rebound effect on him. And I'm no expert, but I'm just telling you what I hear. And it's going to be very upsetting to you unless you don't play into it.
Yeah.
If you don't.
And maybe if she sees kind of weird effect, she could mention, hey, maybe you got a bad batch of weed.
Catherine, this is what I do. You know, I put a halt. I put my hand up and I'll say, you can't talk to me like that. And he stops. He'll stop, you know. Or if something's, you know, if he's doing something that I don't like, you know, I put my hand up and I said, that stops now. And I don't have to do that all the time because he knows where I come from, you know. And I mean, in the way of what my limits are. And I try not to talk to him, you know. But the other day he did tell me, he said, don't talk to me like you're talking to your family members.
I don't know. I kind of don't really like that.
So I guess he's telling you the subtext here is pussyfoot around me all the time.
I don't know. You guys got your relationship.
I don't
with your
pussyfoot. I talk to him about whatever's on my mind.
That's bullshit. She goes, I don't pussyfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
You kind of walk on eggshells around him.
You get, here's what you do. you know, you something bothers you. You're like, oh, God damn it, that bothers me. Then the next day, you come in with a white flag. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, that's pussy funny.
Well, because sometimes this is what I've said, like the time that we were coming back from Walmart when I spent 15,000 hours in the kitchen and still in my PJs at 2 p.m., that, you know, that was my deal. But I was trying to make everyone happy, and and I was exhausted.
I feel like he's going to get this week from two guys. There's a couple of guys here that I think are in business for themselves, and you don't know everybody he knows. And
No, that's true.
Yeah. But just be prepared when it happens. It's due to the influence of what he's under, you know.
Will he recognize it himself that he's not having a good time on the weed?
I think if you say, look, you are being extremely harsh or rude or whatever word you want to use, and say, I'm just not going to stand here and deal with it from you. You could just say, I don't know what you took, but whatever you did has turned you into a real asshole today. And then I think you think about it. Well, yeah, you have a right not to be true. Look, if he wants you to put his foot around instead of talking to him like a family member, which is crap, what the hell is he saying to you?
No. We both come from, you know, we've shared, he and I, stories, and he had a great mother. I mean, he adored his mother, and he tells me the stories he took care of her toward the end. He also took care of his father, and his father would not win a blue ribbon for being a parent. Now, in my family of origin, I was in charge. I was the oldest. We talk about that. He makes jokes, you know, like I'm
very
I
few men do earn blue ribbons as fathers. Very few. There's more that just
Where's
regards.
That book? Where's the book that says this is the blue ribbon criteria? But in the old days, it used to be in the 70s and 80s, it was the shows. You had to be the Brady Bunch father or the father knows best father from
and
the
then
60s.
Behind
now those days
the
are gone.
They were beating the hell out of their kids.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you give one? I don't know that there is the exact criteria where you can say. I think nowadays it's so bad. If the son of a bitch was in your life your whole adult life, that might be a blue ribbon because a lot of them aren't anymore.
No.
And
my brother will call and we talk, you know, and he's in the background making jokes too. I was the oldest. And so sometimes I come across, and, you know, all my life I've been accused of that. I can get bossy. Bossy.
It's funny to hear that from you, because you seem like such a, like, easygoing lady to me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when push comes to shove, and if my back is up against the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, so to speak, she said, too. Imagine
that.
So
don't let the next argument get out of control, because it could. It's right here.
Yeah, and I don't know for them that is. Their out of control is a little different than a lot of different other people.
Like when you had that day previously where you said you were bitchy.
Yeah, when she was melting down from a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I did. I kept saying, and see, he's a newcomer to the area, and I was saying, he simply made a statement. He was just making conversation, and I was really pissed. I was pissed about some stuff.
Yeah.
And I just went for the in for it. I just went for the juggler, and I was having a good time with it. I didn't even understand that part of myself was coming out. I was so tired, and I was pleasant when I was saying the stuff. And I said, you know, I get really tired of hearing people complain about the area. I think all newcomers should just go back to wherever they came from. And
that's
I just let it rip all the way home.
Well, when it happens and he's the one that's, you know, edgy and cranky and whatever you want to call him, just remember that, you know. And if he's mean to you, tell him. You're not going to take it. Tell him to speak to you with civility and respect.
That's right, because we're not going to take it. No! We ain't going to take
You know
it.
What? This is what I'll do.
What?
This is what I'll do. I'll point to my ass and I'll say, kiss my ass.
There you go.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That is an appropriate response during a dispute
between two
people that are friends. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, that is an appropriate response.
People that are
friends, you can say, you know what, kiss it, kiss me in the butt. I don't need the friend. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, Lisa, I got good news here.
Oh, she's got good
news. You are coming in.
Thank you.
Nice big bunch of money.
A whole lot of
coming
moolah.
Your way.
Moolah, moolah.
Are you waiting for some? Because it looks like it's
I'm working
on the
like a dog. I'm working like a woof woof.
Well, if you've been flipping houses or doing anything along those lines, you are really going to profit, and very soon.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Because right now I'm working hard.
Well, that's always a
Work
good thing.
Work hard for my money.
Yes. And what was that other one about the woman? She brings home the bacon.
Oh,
no.
I know.
Fry it up in a pan.
I mean, oh, that was the freaking perfume commercial.
And the,
I bring home bacon. Fried up on a pan. It was Thunder Blue.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, what?
Saturday is someone's birthday. How does Saturday play out? Does it look okay?
Who the hell? What do you mean someone's birthday?
The next door dude.
Oh, well, I knew that. That's why I wanted to say. It's the neighbor. It's the neighbor guy. It's his birthday.
Your neighbor? The neighbor?
Yeah.
It's Dee's birthday, Deb. Come on Saturday. So when she said someone's, it was like, well, that was obvious where she was going.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a right nice time.
Well, what are plans, though, for that day on Saturday?
What have you planned? Are you
having a party?
No, you know what? I have been so wiped out. I am canceling a lot of stuff. And, I mean, we're out there. We're going to be doing stuff. So, let's see. That day we have planned a nice, quiet. I was going to do a restaurant thing, but now we're going to stay at home. We're planning the meal. And, you know, whatever serendipitous thing happens, it's fine. Well, COVID's going up. That's the other thing.
Whatever serendipitous things happen.
Are you having guests?
What the hell does that mean?
Hell no, that's too much pressure with my grandson. I'm here. I can't do it right now.
There, Deb. So
plus Deb.
There will
I'm
be
hey,
Deb.
COVID thing.
Deb.
Yeah.
Well, the grandson's there, so they're not going to go out and they're not going to be banging on every piece of furniture in every room. So we know that. That's what I got out of
but
the
it will be,
being there.
You know what? It'll be the three of us. We had a real sweet night last night. They were out there, and he and the grandson, they were playing checkers, and I was in the kitchen whipping up my tacos and taking everything out. Oh, we had such a good time.
Well, it's going to continue. You just got that little bitty rough spot. And don't let it, escalate. And that's the thing the two of you have been working on together, and I like it. What I see here is definitely progress.
Probably a lesson for all of us.
It is.
That none of us follow lessons.
You know what I can't
We all suck.
And I bet you, Lisa, I just have a feeling you'll agree. Maybe not. The thing I can't stand is if someone tells you, hey, I'm mad at you, or you did something, and they won't tell you what, and then they just do that Cold War thing. Or they just,
oh, no.
Oh, my
you know, I've had, you know, in my earlier years, God, I hate that. I think a couple decades ago, and it still burns, when one woman just stopped talking to me. And I went up to her, and I said, you know what? Because we did things together, projects and stuff. I said, what happened? I said, tell me so I'll learn. You know, what happened? Oh, nothing. I hate that when that happens.
Well, And you know what?
But you know, I've done it to others. There was a woman. Yeah. I'm thinking of this woman right now.
A woman or a man?
She came up to me, and she did say to me several years back. She said to me, she said, you know, I think you're a cool lady, and I'm sorry if I crossed you. I don't know what happened. I couldn't bring myself to tell her. And she did. She did guess what the problem was. She did guess the problem, and I just said, nah, it's cool. Everything's cool. So I've done it.
Did she apologize to you?
She was pulling everything out of her ass. Was it this? Was it that? And she did guess the one problem. And but I was younger.
Out of your ass, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. That silent treatment is such abuse. And I really think people should.
Yeah, it is.
They should get arrested for it. No, I'm serious.
I know what she means. It
now,
is.
Today, I would not do that because I've had it done to me a couple of times, two different times, years ago, and I couldn't get them. It's like pulling teeth. But then I had, like I told you, I had someone come up and say, you know, blah, 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 I like you, blah, 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 what happened, you know, blah, 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 was it this? And bingo, yeah, it was that. But I didn't say anything. I said, no, not a problem. And I continued giving her the deep freeze.
Well, you are very outspoken, and if I tell somebody I'm angry with them, I'm going to tell them why. I feel not
today
only
I would.
Not only do they deserve it, but I just know why.
We learn a little bit more about what makes each other tick. You know, or maybe we can discuss it.
I think so. Although those of you that have been here a good long while, I still have 2 out of 7 sons that it's going on a year, will not speak to me, will not tell me what I've done. And the girl that came on my show, Veronica was her name, she is standing in solidarity with them, and she won't tell me either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Yeah. Bitch could be from another planet. She's always been a kook. She's always been cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's all I can say about Veronica.
The only problem is she's the mother of one of my granddaughters.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fine.
And my granddaughter won't speak to me either.
Well, because she's a minor. No, because she's a minor.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other granddaughters wasn't a blood granddaughter, comes to hear her quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. And she's actually a very nice person.
Who, the granddaughter? Oh, the other one.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that's actually an adult and has come here many a time
very
on
lovely
holiday.
Girl.
And very nicely has shown up. For her age, was very impressive.
Yeah.
She showed up here that time.
And you know, the thing is, though, we get a lot of callers
from
mothers going through the same situation with their children. Yeah. It's not right. It is sad, Rachel. Thank you. Yes, it is sad. But the thing is, they take a stand. They've got me blocked. I don't even know. The one who has been the webmaster for my websites, they moved from Arizona. Mm. I don't know where they are.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So I just and that's... And I come from a family that if you do something that pisses them off, well, you're not going to hear from them for 5 years. And that's close family. So that's why, damn it, if I've made you mad, you at least owe it to me to tell me why or how.
Well, you know, I'm getting ready I'm getting ready to talk to a girlfriend because something went down between us and I have to just have a nice little sit down with her, not confrontational, but just a nice little exchange and you know. See
did you guys accidentally have a little bit of lesbian sex by accident? Is that why? Was that what happened?
No.
They got in their panties and had a tickle.
I'm asking. I'm not implying anything. Remind you. It happens all the damn time in the porn movies.
You're not implementing the tool in the thing.
I am just the inquirer. Don't get mad at me. I'm just asking the question.
Are you the inquiring mind? Are you
I have an inquiring mind here, and I want to know. I have inquiring minds want to know. Did you guys get down and dirty and you kind of
No, she's so far from that, and
I am too.
I think what happened was she may have gotten upset because her significant other and I hit it off. I would never touch anyone else's significant other with a 10-foot pole because it's been done to me over, you know, long time ago. Man, that's a killer. I would never do that. But her significant other and I, we were all friends. But he and I, we can't sit next to each other. We scream with laughter. We're just hysterical. And it was so funny because we were at the coffee shop one day and we're going to town just laughing. And so she gives us the side eye. She's talking to another woman next to her. And then he all of a sudden, he's sitting with his back to me, and he had taken his hat off. He has this really cool hat. I don't think of him in any other way. That was just laughing buddies. And so, and she's not like that. She doesn't have that sense of humor. She got up to go to the bathroom, and then she told me that I talked too much. And he looked so shamefaced. And then just prior to her going to the bathroom, she had said something to me. She was really snarky, and it hurt. It hurt really bad. It was just a joke that I keep making. She said, we don't have to hear that joke anymore. You don't have to tell us. And I thought, where did that come from? And I was talking about it with someone else. And, you know, it's just a jealousy issue because I get her significant other's humor. And whenever her significant other leaves the area, she badmouths him behind his back. And I kind of defend him.
Is this the one you're going to sit down with?
Yes, she wants to go.
I have to because we're still running into each other. We're all close, you know, and I'm just going to bring gently if she wants to go there. If she doesn't, then
you know what? That relationship is over. She's jealous.
You saw it in there?
Well, there's always been a jealous woman in her card.
Oh, see, I don't know. I just know that it's nice that she's making the attempt. I think that is awesome.
I'll
a lot of people don't
you
anymore.
You don't hear from her anymore, and she isn't going to take that. Her back is going to be up, just like a cat. You know how they get when they're...
Well, you know what? But she stopped me on the street the other day with her significant other and was saying really lots of nice stuff to me. And I said, that's cool. That's fine. Thank you. You know? And then I just thought if she is up to it, some people are not up to it and that's fine. I respect that. I'm not going to force it. You know, I'm just going to say, you know, but is there something we need to talk about? And when you said such and such, it really hurt my feelings. And I just want to know, you know, what they had, that comment come out of your fucking mouth, bitch.
What I've noticed in my life travels is that men actually make, like, almost brotherhood friends forever, but women don't do that ever.
No, we have a code that's unspoken.
Yeah, women can dump what they call their best friend ever in a heartbeat over the dumbest things ever. A guy that has a really close friend.
Yeah,
and there were some indiscretions that
happened.
You might
have a little.
They could work it out.
A fisty cuffs a little bit.
You women are like, this is my best friend. She's like a sister to me. She could be a freaking mortal enemy the next day over shoes.
Here's the code. I will be your bestie, and I will love you forever, and we will never ever let anything come between us.
Women.
Because if something does, whether it's big or it's small, I'm never going to speak to you again. And honestly, women.
Or if it measures 6 inches.
That's right.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Oh, God. That's what I'm saying. So, you know what?
Yeah. I think you're going to find that relationship is it's over.
And that is why
No, but you know, we're gonna be civil. I'm not asking anything more. I don't want to be nasty. I just drop it completely. And we'll be hello, how are you? That's it. And welcome.
No, I know what. No, I like that she's being proactive, and I like that she's doing that.
And if she gets really abrupt or whatever with you, I would say try to feel sorry for her.
Letting it go. You know, someone was encouraging me to do this, and I said, okay, I'll give it a try. But I said, what I expect her to say is, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even remember saying that. I don't even remember how I want, let that go. Go have a good day, one-upmanship.
Well, people could just talk in the moment is what I mean.
Yes.
You know, if you say I'm upset with you or I'm angry with you, I expect you to back that up by telling me how or why.
Yep.
And whether it, you know, if you're right.
You laugh too much with my significant other. So there you fucking see you next day.
Like, you should know why.
And she
if you knew me, you would know why.
She just she just told you by saying that. You stay away from him, you effing bitch, because
I would never. And they belong together, believe me. They really belong together. I was just happy for the cut-up, and he sees me and he goes, hey, come over here, hear this. And then he starts telling, and we're both cracking up. We're both rolling.
Really?
Let's put her down.
Well, maybe she may not have the same kind of humor for that.
And no, there's a lot of that, too. There's a lot of that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, so much. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you came back. You came back for our Blog Talk reboot. We appreciate that.
And
what about tomorrow?
And we'll be here tomorrow for RevoCall Card Night.
Yeah, tomorrow is like a 99.99% thing that we have to, you know what it is.
Whoops. The heck was that? Yeehaw! And get my Iranian wind back on there, too.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm not doing it right this second.
No, but I didn't get it.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Olisa.
Oh, you cute.
Olisa. All right, we've got to go.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, you have fun with that 32-inch toy you got now.
Right.
That's right. That's right, baby.
Yeah, they have those sex toy shows that you can...
I was talking...
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know where you're going. I know where you're going, but blah, 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 blah. All right, well, you know what? Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
It's not real Friday. It's Friday Junior, so
that's
we've got
right.
to go. But tomorrow is another day.
It is. Isn't that wonderful? Just like, what was her name? Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett O'Hara, Gone with the Wind.
Tomorrow is another day.
I think it's the last spoken line in the book. I can't remember about
it. He said, frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
Well, that was like a few pages earlier when if he actually saw the book was a big bastard.
So, Terry Sue. I had found something for you around that time last night. I could not sleep. I'll see if I can find it again. Oh, it was a wonderful go-to-sleep meditation. Just beautiful. The guy talks so nicely, and he takes you through. Well, he's actually helping you to manifest what you want. But it's as you're falling asleep.
There's probably a lot of that
on
the internet.
Good night, Catherine. Good night.
Well, we're saying goodnight to our blog talkers first, not our Facebook folks.
Oh, right.
Right? Right?
Everybody. It would be their usual time, Suzanne.